Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's Podcast of the Ages, hosted by myself, Stefan Neff. We're going to get started in just one moment. We have a great topic today for this absolutely fantastic Monday, all about those two words, be happy. And what do they mean? Well, I'm going to tell you a little story about my past. And first off, I would like to say thank you so much for listening to my fantastic podcast of the ages. We have created a Be Happy process with Thank You Life 101. Programs to really get you to that next level in your family, with your teenagers, with your business, whatever it takes to get to that next level of success in your life. So let's get started. Now, I'm going to talk about this one word. Do. Second word, have. And what they mean to me throughout my life before I found the word be happy. Two words, be happy. For so many years, I was a doer. And I wanted to have happiness. I wanted to do things for people. So I expected when I did something for somebody, I was expecting gratitude or happiness to come to me. And did it come to me? Well, I thought it came to me. I believed it came to me. But tell you the truth, it didn't come. And I always wondered, why isn't happiness coming to me? Why isn't it abundance coming to me? I'm talking about wealth and money. It wasn't coming to me because I was always doing something for somebody else. And I was always thinking, how do I have more in my life? Didn't work for me. Until I found this process. And this process that really, really changed my life. It was all about be who I was meant to be. Be happy. Be grateful. Now that word be is a singular word, be. Just be yourself. When I started to shift and truly understand, I gave myself permission. Yes, give yourself permission. So I gave it. Go out and be happy. And it's not being selfish, because being selfish is a different meaning when you be happy with yourself, be happy in your life by being the things and really getting to that next level. When you create that, when you feel that within your heart and soul, your life just absolutely shifts. Nothing bothers you because you're happy within your soul, and no one, and means no one can take that away from you. Gives me such goosebumps and emotion because I know what it feels like to be happy. And I know people in this entire world can do it and can be it. Believe in yourself. Have that heartfelt gratitude within your soul for yourself. You know, it's interesting. We're not human doers. We're not human havers. We're human beings. It's in the dictionary. Human beings. So why are we going out and doing? Doing and having and doing and having when it doesn't serve us. And that's one thing I'm going to mention. Every successful person in this world are being who they were supposed to be. And yes, they're doing things for other people. And you can do things for other people. But be first. Because it's be and then you have a to-do list. So you be the best possible human being you possibly can be. Be the best boss, best business owner, best father. Be the best husband. Be the best employee. Best cook. I can list them all off. But that's the word, be. It's be happy. When that process of love to yourself will start to shift people around you, your children, your husband, your parents. Create that in your life. Every single breath you take, every morsel of food you're intaking. Because I believe that every person in this planet, on this planet, on this world, in this universe, desires happiness, deserves happiness. They can fulfill their lives. You can go across any bridge you want without having fear of judgment. Believe in yourself that you can cross over to those massive mountains of fear in your life to get the abundance of wealth and happiness that will fill your heart, fill your soul, every plane of existence in your life. When I was a little kid, I was a doer, always pleasing my parents, always waiting for that clap. Well done, Stefan, well done. I was waiting for that. Every time that I did something. Because that's what I was taught. When I went and did something, I expected that I was going to get something. Then I have love before creating love for myself. Because now I love being funny. I can express my feelings. I can express, if something goes, somebody says something to me that I disagree with, I can say with truth to my heart that I disagree with it. Because I have the right to disagree with something. Just like I have a right to agree with something. I have a voice. I have a thought. It means I have a belief. I have strength without expectation of judgment, because there is no more judgment, because I don't judge myself. When we realize it, we're only judging ourselves. No one else is judging us. There's only one person in this world that judges, and that's ourselves. There's only one person that fears, and that's ourselves. Only one person that gets angry, and that's ourselves. If somebody else gets angry, that's theirs. That's on them. If somebody gets sad, that's on them. If we get sad, that's on ours. That's why keeping in that happy state by being happy in every aspect of life. Every aspect. Nothing will bother you. Nothing will affect you. And am I saying this is easy? Am I saying it's like a snap of a finger? No. It's not a snap of a finger. It doesn't happen overnight. It does not happen overnight. It takes discipline. It takes passion within your soul to love yourselves. Because we're programmed. We're programmed as children. Guess by who? were programmed by our parents. And they were programmed by their parents. And as the cycle goes on, the programming is all coming from our past. When you really, really feel and that thought. And I listened to this amazing transformational leader that tells us all comes from our past. It's our paradigm. You may know him, Bob Proctor. And it goes even farther. Napoleon Hill. So we have these fears in us that stop us from our success, our wealth, our abundance of success and happiness in our lives. Excuse me. My apologies. That was a call from Texas. Yes, a fantastic happiness call. It said happiness on it. That's fantastic. It says we're talking about happiness. Isn't that fantastic? I love it. Because people I deal with, people that I'm getting to that next level, are all in that zone of creating happiness in their lives. And that's what I want for people, is that getting to that next level of happiness. So if you really want to get happiness in your life, we have fantastic programs that will help you get to that next level to create that happiness that you're searching for and desiring for and feel that something's blocking it, something's stopping it. So I'm going to thank everybody for listening to this podcast, and we'll be right back with a recap of this fantastic podcast of the ages. Welcome back, everybody. We're going to do a little recap here, and we're going to get finished up here. And I'd love to say thank you for listening to my podcast, and we're going to do a recap. What's that one word? Be. Second word, happy. Be happy. The words that do not serve us is do. Have. They don't serve us until we create the be first. So create the be first, then you can go out and do. The have just comes automatically. As soon as you become who you were meant to be in your life, the have and do come automatically. It's the law of be. The law of human beings. So I'm going to recap when I did. When I went back to my past, it comes from our parents. Do we blame our parents? No. Because they were taught by their parents and now they're passed on. Or their parents, but passed on. Can't blame people. Take responsibility for our own happiness. So create that in your life. Every single day. Every single moment that you're breathing on this planet. It's your right to be happy. So I'd like to thank you all for listening to my fantastic podcast today and create that abundance in your life that you've been searching for. And we're out.